You know, somebody once told me that, life is just a bowl of cherries. Well, that just may be true, because to me a cherry is twice as sweet as long as I am with you.
I'm not going to be on no motherfucking car. Put all my money, time, and sweat into a motherfucking car and don't drive that motherfucker. You know, I'm a real low rider. You know, I tell motherfuckers all the time, you get your credibility from the street. Car show can't give you no motherfucking credibility. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be out there on the street. That's where you earn your respect, on the motherfucking streets. If you ain't out there on the streets riding, you ain't no low rider. You know that car show, that's just extra shit. Yeah, it's all, you know, my neighborhood is, we known for being majestic. You know what I'm saying, right?
Ain't even nowhere else.
Well, ain't nobody in all my neighborhood there's no other club but majestic. You know, so from day one, you know what I'm saying, when I first started riding with him, before I even got a plaque, we used to, you know, just roll with him. You know what I'm saying? But once I got that motherfucking plaque, it was a wrap. So me, like me, Turtle and Twins joined that like at the same time. Cause we all had low riders and he was on the T, so shit, T joined, we joined. You know, so we all joined like around the same, like at the same time. Y'all like 78?
Get your respect on the streets, partner. Welcome everyone to OG Sundays, Fabulous Low Rider Odie. Shout out to the homie gangster. I am G Lou, your host with the most for the evening. I will be joined by the beautiful Berkeley Queens in 1 second. Before we do that, I want to give a shout out to everyone tuned in, whether you're tuned in online, called in, however you're listening to this show, even if you listen to it later. Thank you for the love, continued support. OG Sundays on Blog Talk Radio, going on our 12th year. Shout out to Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, Hank Norman, Big Floss, everyone that's been involved in this journey. Much love and respect. Now, shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan and the Kwanglomerate out of the Bay Area. You need your promotions promoted, you know what I mean, industry type shit, all that. Get at Jeff Kwan, he'll get you right. Follow him on IG, BTP Media Group, or the website. Also, 93.3 Tweed, FMism, every Thursday night. Tweed Cadillac, the After Six Cruise Mix goes down on Blog Talk Radio, 7 p.m. Pacific. Make sure you're there and tell a hater to tell a player. Also, Dee Dee Harrison, author, publisher, producer. Check out her books on Amazon. Follow her YouTube page, Dee Dee Harrison 100. Follow on IG as well. Also, One World Magazine. Fly as hip as dope as magazine, dealing with hip-hop, One World Magazine. Tap in with the homie and get your issue. The Patio Politics, that is D.A., Patio Politics. Check them out on YouTube. They got a YouTube channel dropping new episodes every week. That's the Writers for Life family. Tell them G. Lou sent you. With that being said, let's get this shit crack-a-lacking. I got the Berkeley Queens with me on this Sunday evening. OG Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy. From Marcy. Nah. What's up, ladies?
What's up, King G. Lou the Great? Hello to the callers. And hey, tonight it's some dry champagne, and dry champagne and me, we don't mix. We just don't mix. So that's what I'm all right about now. But I feel good. I'm on the flow. Yeah, so that's what's happening with me for the evening. Just ready to listen to some of this good music. How was your day?
Day was morning. Pretty just chill, pretty chill today. Just nothing major. Just kind of relaxed today. Got a little couple, ran a few errands, did a couple things, but mainly relaxed today.
Cool. It was cold here today. Queen Cousin Marcy.
Where Cousin Marcy at? You got yourself muted or something, girl?
Where you at? Yeah. Play Jack in the Box. Pop out.
Shout out to Cuzzo. She's out there. She must be having some difficulties. She's there.
Yeah, it might be. So I hear that the Sparks and Swap Meet, or the mall, whatever it's being called now, they're looking to close it down.
Oh yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, straight up. I've heard that. I've seen it on Instagram more than once, and people are saying, "What would you put there?" And a lot of people said, "Well, you know, if Nipsey was here, he would buy that property," which he probably would look into that. So somebody was saying a roller rink. No, you don't want nothing that's going to bring too much attention. You got to put something positive there, if that is the truth. You know, what would you suggest that be put there in that area? Because that's the big area. I don't think apartments would do well because of what's on the side of it and across the street from it. It's like an industrial area, but What would you suggest or would be an ideal to have in that space? Because that's a large space.
I don't know. I really don't know, tell you the truth. Yeah, that is a large space. I just can't. That's wild. That's wild. Just hearing that is crazy.
It is crazy. I've seen them more than once. Yeah. But only time would
tell.
Knowing
them, they'll probably put a Walmart there or something.
Yeah. A couple of, you can actually put a couple of businesses there because it's so huge.
Yeah.
But
who
want to
put their business
the
there?
Community.
It's a lot that goes with it. That area is like, so even would a Walmart want to be there? I don't know. I mean, it's going to make money, but it's going to lose. You know, it's a lot that goes with that. So even, okay, if they do decide to do that, that lets you know, too, that they're going to be doing other things. Because if they know they got to build something there, be some other changes being made in the community. You know what I mean?
Yeah, across the street, a few miles down, a few miles up.
Yeah,
in the surrounding area, yeah.
So,
yeah, when I've seen that, I've seen it.
I think Cousin Marcy is back. Cuz, are you
now? That's just something.
Hey, can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Mic check.
Yeah, we hear you now.
Oh, perfect. Oh, my goodness. My apologies. Hey, Queen Cousin, my lovely one, G-Lu listeners. Yes, it was a little technical over here, but glad to be here. Y'all sounding good? I'm listening to this. What we going to do with the Slauson? We going to turn it into a low-income or a high rent,
high-rise,
$4,000 a month high-rise apartment building? What we going to do?
Yeah, someone did say that too, like an apartment complex with $3,500 a unit. And then someone said make it a pet bull fade, you know, like for the neighborhood. Like, now these are really ignorant responses, to make it a pet bull fade or a DP area. So those have to be the minds of the people who probably visit the SWAT. I don't know. But I think it would just be conducive to bring something like different educational things in there. Maybe put a library in there, put some computer rooms, you know, something that the children could come to. Not like a Y, sort of like a YWCA, but with different entities in there because it's so big.
Right.
I doubt it. Them people
don't
care. If they're really closing it down, that means somebody wants to buy that property. And if they want to buy that property, they buy some business. So they probably already have something in mind, whatever it is. If that's true that they're selling that property, you know, that means they got a pretty penny for it. You know what I mean? So whoever's buying it has probably got plans for something. We just don't know
yet
what it
is. And it's probably their own that's buying it. It's probably their own who has property.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If that's happening.
Exactly.
Yeah, if that's what's happening,
if that is even happening. But that sounds about right. You know what I mean? So because I don't see them giving that up. But if they did, they definitely got a pretty penny, and like you said,
what
it may be some of their own shit.
Absolutely.
The Times was saying, the whole article was, they were just like, well, you know, the people that originally did it with those 40 years ago, you know, that they're dying off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So maybe them kids, they, you know, they don't want nothing to do with it. You know, they had to see them go through the uprising and everything, and it's a whole new day. So it might be a whole nother you know, racial diaspora that comes in there and says, but guaranteed it's not going to be us, unfortunately. That's the sad thing.
Right.
Yeah, well, let's
while
see,
we made
you know,
it.
If it happens, right, how long it stays empty, then we'll know, you know. We'll know. But it was kind of shocking just to hear that when I seen it. I was like, so yeah. Because that's iconic right there. And let's just pray that something positive comes out of it, especially in that area and on that corner, you know.
Right.
Something just comes, you know, cool up out of it.
Yeah.
Because it went from the Slauson to the mall. The Slauson swap to the mall. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Slauson Super Mall. And I checked out that documentary
tweet
sent us too. That was pretty dope. Say what?
That's a huge space. If you thought about it, like when they talk about like the homeless and stuff like that, that space is so huge. Can you imagine how many people they could house in that space? That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is huge. I used to stay down the street from there and walk up there, and it's all on the back side and the front side, and yeah. So yeah.
Max is mad. He mad that the sloth is closing.
Say what?
Sorry, y'all. Max is mad. Oh. He back here barking. He mad.
Shout out to the Slauson, man. Yeah. Also, there was another thing I just checked out. I know Tweed probably checked it out too because I sent it to him. But Unsung had a great episode tonight on the legendary record label Cold Chillin' Records, which, as you know, MC Shan was a part of. And it gave a lot of light on the history of that record label and, you know, a lot of the stuff going on and just a lot of history. It was real interesting. But it was pretty dope. So if y'all get a chance, check that out. But it's pretty dope. I know Tweed probably checked it out, some more people. But that was on Unsung tonight, Cold Chillin' Records, who was the home of MC Shan, Biz Markie, Roxanne, Shante, Big Daddy Kane, Kool G Rap, so many others. So yeah, it's pretty dope.
Oh, that should be very informative.
Yeah. Say what?
Was it Marley Marl over there too?
Yeah, Marley Marl, DJ Marley Marl. Yeah, so it was pretty interesting, you know what I mean? Because, you know, back then a lot of stuff, you know, went right. You know how it goes. But nevertheless, we heard that story a million times. But, yeah, it was pretty deep. So shout out to that. But, yeah, it was OG Sundays, Fabulous Slow Rider Oldies with G. Lou, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy. We got the Marcy's Minute coming up pretty later. Tonight, Queen Jean is light on the announcement. She's just going to probably put a few things in your ear hole for a minute. Not nothing major. So just hang tight for that. And, yeah, 914-803-4001. That's the calling number. If you want to call in, call in. Feel free. Press 1 if you want to speak. And we'll talk to you, okay? We'll be back. OG Sundays.
are the center of my happiness. My heart's desire. Don't let I found you. Don't let go of mine. And I've got to say, I'm so glad that I found you. Someday when your eyes meet mine, that all makes it better.
Sunday's G-Lou Show. Y'all stay tuned. Next Thursday night, 93.3 FM. But tonight it's all about the G-Lou. OG Sundays. G-Lou Show. We out of here. God bless you. And good afternoon. Close again, I'll pray for you. Kick off my shoes.
say the Spinners once said it takes a fool to learn that love don't love nobody. But hey, we, the GLU Squad, we love everybody. So stay tuned in to our shows, our Friday Flashback, our West Side Wednesdays, and of course, our number one rated Blog Talk Radio show, our OG Fabulous Lowrider Oldie Show with the dopest squad, GLU, Big Flossy, Hank Stud the Gangster, and of course, myself, Queen Jean. Peace and love.
Yeah, yay. We are back. OG Sundays Radio Show. GLU, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, DJ Maniac in the Biz Act. And we rolling.
Yes, sir.
DJ Maniac, how you doing, King?
I'm good, yourself? How y'all living out there?
Living pretty good. No complaints.
DJ Maniac.
How you living, Maniac?
I'm good. I can't complain. I had me a good one.
That's what's up. That's what's up, brother. Sounds good.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Hey,
sounds
we
want
to give a happy birthday shout out to my cousin, which is Cousin Marcy's brother, Braxton George. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday to you, Boss King. Hope you're celebrating yourself.
Yeah,
it's
Big Head's birthday. Happy birthday, Big Head. That show is right. Thank you, Queen.
Absolutely. It's a blessing when you
happy
get to
birthday.
See another birthday.
Amen.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Beautiful thing. Yeah, shout out to everyone
chasing
celebrating the
rainbows.
Birthday. Chasing Rainbows. That's the classic.
That is a classic. I was like, wow. I feel like I ain't heard that in a minute.
I learned that song from y'all show. Listening to y'all show. Now I'm more familiar with it. I love it now.
Who's
yeah,
the group?
That's a classic.
Who's singing it?
That's our Blue
is
Magic.
Is it Delphine?
I mean, I knew
oh,
I wanted to see if Cousin Marcy knew.
She wanted to see. She got to quiz me now. I got it wrong.
For
oh, no. I got it wrong.
Look
okay, okay.
Look
I got
she
to
said it
closer.
Was.
She was just guessing.
She said it was
dramatic.
She said
no, she said it Delphonics or stylistic. She was just guessing A, B, or C. A, B, or C. Hold on. I got someone that probably would know a little bit more about it. We got a caller. Caller, hello.
Good afternoon. This is Pot Farmer John calling. How y'all doing?
Okay. Farmer John.
That song you guys are
singing.
Happy Sunday.
That song that you guys are speaking of is my anthem. The name of the group is called Blue Magic. The name of the lead singer is called Ted the Wizard Mills. So make sure that you guys keep abreast of Blue Magic. I know everything there is to know about that group. They're the greatest R&B singers of all time. I will put them next to the Temptations, guaranteed. There you go,
wow.
Cousin Marcy. It's not the style of...
I wrote it down. I wrote it down. You know I'm gonna be here for the spiel, for the story, and the facts.
If anything
Thank
ever
you.
Happened to me, you make sure you let the world know that that's my favorite song of all time. Please do. That's my shit
yep.
right there. That one specific song. Yes, ma'am. Great
yep.
show thus far, though. Let's keep it pimping, y'all.
Thank you, sir. And great episode last Thursday. Force of Peace. That was legendary, brother. Yes,
oh, man. We had fun. We actually had fun. I truly enjoyed those guys, man. They wasn't what I expected, but it turned out great, man. They were a great bunch of guys.
Yeah.
We just met some new friends, basically.
Yes, sir.
It was a good conversation, though.
Yep, and they could take a joke.
Mm-hmm.
All good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had fun. Yeah. We had fun. Man, I'm watching this TV One get down tonight.
Did you see that?
Songs are back. No, I missed the first one because I was on some YouTube stuff. I'm watching Uncensored with Jahlil. I mean, with Ja Rule. And then Nicole Chilling to be on at 8 o'clock. So, man, I'm multitasking.
Okay.
I got a Mickey in one hand. I got a remote control in another hand, and I got a phone in my other hand. You know I got three hands, from the 30s and shit, right? So I got a phone in my other hand, listening to the G. Lou show.
That's right. Show you right.
They multitask.
And right.
Virgo's in the building. Virgo, Virgo Nation, man. We do it all.
That part. Much love, respect.
Well,
you know. Yeah, yeah. OG Sunday, y'all, the fabulous Lowrider Oldie show with a sprinkle of something like this. Like I said, if you checked out that on Sunday night, you would have got the story of this man right here. May he rest in peace. OG.
I want to. I like to introduce myself. My name is Abismarky, and well, I'm the human orchestra called Abismarky. Making music all the way is my specialty. When I go, I want you. Girls get excited when they hear my lyrics. They wanna recite them. I know you're in the mood. Just go with the flow, and I can play rapping records and all disco, like Beat It, Billy Jean, by Michael Jackson, or the Treasure Tree record. They gon' ask you when you hear me do it. You will be shocked and amazed. It's the brand new thing they call the human beatbox craze.
Make the music. Make the music beat to my beat. Make the music beat to my beat.
Well, I don't just do the beatbox. I rock on the mic and all the bomb that I say. All the people like, I get the crowd jumping, get the girls hearts pumping. All the party people say, isn't he something? Rock from New York City all the way down south. Staying around to make your music, look my mouth. I'ma tell your party people how I began. It started when I'm living in Long Island. Hey, when I was a kid, I used to play in the street, making sounds with my mouth, all sorts of beats. Grown people used to say, what? Grown people used to say, what? Wrong with that. Making that strange noise, it was like for all the flyers and all the homeboys. Then I tried it at a homeboy's basement party. They thought it was a record laying over me. When it came by the DJ and saw who it is, they said, make the music with your mouth, bitch.
Make the music with your mouth, bitch. Make the music with your mouth, bitch.
Compton, California, West Side. God bless all the listeners, and may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with everybody. Hey, what's up? This is Isaac Pedroza. You're listening to the G-Lu Show. You want to be blessed? Listen in, man, because it's where it's at. All my platforms are either SN Angels or Sylvia Nun Angels. That's my Facebook. My Instagram is SN Angels. My Facebook is Sylvia Nun Angels. My website is SylviaNunAngels.org.
I'm not, I have Twitter, but I don't, but it's Sylvia and her name, because I don't really be on Twitter that much. That's all my social media platforms. And the phone number, if they go on the website or Facebook, my phone number is there, of course. If anybody, you know, want to talk directly or they're going through something, you know, I just want to leave with the world. Just stay prayed up, you know. Know that you only get one life. Live your life, you know. Go have some fun and do what makes you happy. And quit worrying about anybody else, you know. I say that to the world. And I just want to say this is a wonderful show to anybody listening. I feel comfortable. I normally don't talk as much as I talk, but I have to feel comfortable, you know. So, you know, I thank you guys for having me.
Playing the best mix of smooth R&B, oldies, soul, and funk. Blog Talk Radio's number one Sunday night program, The G-Lu Show, presents OG Sunday's fabulous lowrider oldies. Broadcasting live online every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. Call 914-803-4001 with your request. The G-Lu Show OG Sundays thanks its sponsors BTP Media, 93.2 FM, DD Harrison, and One World Magazine. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider ODs. Here's your host, G-Lu, in 5, 4, 3, 2.
I've been watching you. The way you move.
Sunday's fabulous slow rider Odie. You know, check it out. Don't worry about nothing. We got Queen Jean coming up next. Not any announcements. She just wants to say a few things. So we'll be right back after that. Okay, OG Sundays, the home of classic R&B and hip hop.
Cause this girl is gone.
Shantae. Now we got Queen Jane. Queen Jane, what's popping?
What's popping? Hey, that was her. That was a cool jam right there. Like,
yeah,
that's hard. What's popping. Yes, I do have a few things to put out there. We want to always be reminded to share when there's free food going around. So with that being said, we want you to catch our big brother Deacon Hank Norman at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church. They give away free food every day, Monday through Friday, located at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach, California. And also at the same location on Mondays, they give away free hot breakfast cooked by the pastor, some of the deacons, and the usher board. So go check them out for those blessings. But that is a first come, first served. And also the Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. and Bible study live on Facebook every Wednesday at 12 noon. So check that out. And that is the St. Luke Holy Baptist Church. Tweed Cadillac every Thursday. Hosted and produced by Tweed himself with G. Lou as the co-host. As you heard G. Lou speak earlier on the show on Thursday with Force and D's. That was a good conversation. So you can get that in the archives at blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM. You can catch them at 7 o'clock p.m. West Coast and East Coast, 10 o'clock p.m. You can also call in by dialing 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak. Again, that is the Tweed Cadillac After 6 Cruise Mix. Pretty dope show. And also Cynthia Nunn, you also heard her speaking earlier. Free food giveaway every Saturday at 12, between 12 and 12:30 p.m. at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. You can follow SNN Angels on IG. There is a video put up every Friday and Saturday, so you can see what she has in the warehouse to give away, box of food, good food. So take that information down and pass it along if you can. Luther Jr. Keith is always accepting donations for food and clothing and also comforters. It's really needed right now because it's still cold, even though we did spring forward for another season, but it's still cold out there at night, and that's for the homeless people. So if you can donate to him, contact him on Facebook and IG under Luther Jr. Keith. That's our big boo, so check him out. FD Funnel Cakes at 2807 North Dalhart Avenue, Compton, California, Tuesday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m., closed on Mondays. No longer taking phone orders. You can order online through DoorDash, Uber Eats, Postmates for pickup or delivery. And you can also stop by Payless Food Store in Compton, El Segundo and Avalon, and pick up some of that FD, the funnel cake mixture in aisle 7. And follow them on Instagram as well, FD Funnel Cakes. They also do catering and events, so check them out if you want to have your event catered for with the funnel cakes. You can direct message them on Instagram. Also, Soul Travels, ElliaDelgado.intelTravel.com. Check her out for your travel needs. She's there to help. She can get you through some good deals. You can follow her on IG, Soul_Travels_LLC. Also, Poison Ink Tattoos. If you're in the city of Long Beach or the surrounding area, if you just want to travel, you can go check him out at 6693 Downey Avenue in the city of Long Beach. You can ask for Mr. Poison. You can also follow him on IG, Mr. Poison, and that's spelled P-O-Z as in zebra, I-O-N. So you can check out his work, 323-639-9747, book in advance, $50 deposit. Check him out, dope tattoo artist. Also, check out our YouTube channel, The G. Lou Show, After Hours, Oldies Rule Forever with G. Lou on Sundays. Monday, Let's Talk About It. Tuesday, Changing the Game. Friday night, Conversations. And Saturday, Conversation in the Hookah Lounge. Marcy's Minute. HBTP Media, The Hood Postman, The Patio Politics, Roy Anthony, House of Tattoos, The Morning Glory House, that's every Wednesday. Writer for Life Films, G Connect, also Incredible Harvey Air. And shout out to anybody celebrating a birthday today, anniversary, any type of celebration. We want you to enjoy yourself. I want to celebrate you and to the Queens. Happy Women's Month. We still got it going on. If you have any announcements, contact me, Jean B. Berkeley, on Facebook, or Nubian Queen Jean of the G. Lou Show. And I'll be more than happy to announce whatever it is you want to announce. Back to you, G. Lou.
Shout out to the Queen Jean.
You tell us what to do. You give us the stuff to do, okay? Let me tell you, I know what it's going to be. I'm going to go help them cook at the Long Beach, at the church, cook the breakfast. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go give away some food on Friday. I'm going to get my tattoo. Then I'm going to go plan me a vacation. I don't know where I'm going. I've been talking about. You got so much info. Thank you, Queen.
Thank you, Queen Cousin Marcy. I appreciate you, Queen. Come on with that Marcy's Minute, though, later on.
What we got, What we got coming
with
that tonight?
Tell us what we don't know. We want to know.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm going to just give y'all a little clue, a little snippet. I'm going to do my best Dylon impression, and then y'all go from there. You're too close, man. You're too close. That's all I'm going
to
say about that.
Okay.
Oh, I'm lost.
Righty. Well, y'all just guess stay tuned for that.
Yeah, for me, too. Right. I don't know. You're too close, man. You're too close. I don't
you're too
know.
Close, that's... man. You're too close. Get back. Give me 6 feet. I'll tell you all
shit,
about
that could
it
be
in Marcy's Minute.
Right then. Y'all hang tight for that Marcy's Minute coming in less than 20 minutes, y'all, right here. G. Lou Show, OG Sundays, 914-803-4001. Call in, press 1 if you want to speak, and we'll speak back. We'll be right back.
Hey. Sunday is a day of relaxation, a day to just chill, so why not join us, the G. Lou Show. We bring you oldies, fun, conversation, laughter. It's an amazing time. So if you can hear my voice, you're at the right spot. I hope you got your glass, a chill glass, your personality, that good personality. Because we got a great vibe for you. Peace and love.
The time has come for us to stop messing around. Cause don't you know that I like having you around. I want to say I love you softly in your ear.
Oh baby,
don't keep it running, baby. My heart is yearning for your love. By my side to be my friend, my lover, and my guide. Oh.
running, my heart is a yearning. Come back, baby. I need your loving.
I need everybody to go to Amazon.com and put in the search engine, N-Y-E-R-E-R-E-J-A-S-E. This is my new book, Can't Get Enough. Check me out, Amazon.com.
This one right here is going out to the DJ, Maniac.
Let's go.
Thank you.
O.D.
But every now and then I get on my knees and I take my time. Then I pray for the old, the tired and the weak. I pray for the helpless, the lame and the meek. And you better believe without a doubt, I don't leave nobody out. I want to say a prayer for you. My message through for the young folks and old folks that need a helping hand.
OG Sundays, OG. The G Lou Show. And we back at it again.
That's right.
Hosted by G Lou.
G.
OG Flossy.
Floss.
Big Hanks of the Gangster.
Crippolini.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's hop in the Lolo and take a ride down the boulevard as we rolling up to this vibe. It's Sunday night and we live right on your block. So all internet's tuned in to Block Talk, radio, TV, and even the press. Come around for the G-Lu show. Yes, I guess we do this every Sunday night straight for the coast, but we take it worldwide to solidify all the growth. It's G-Lu with my reputable co-host from the LBC, OG Flossy. Then we mix a little stank with my homeboy Hank, OG Crippolini. Ladies, holler when you see me. Call 914-803-4001. Then press 1. Now you got the right one, baby. It's G-Lu. OG Sundays. This is what we do. It's OG Sundays on the G-Lu show. Fabulous Low Rider Oldies every Sunday night. 914-803-4001. Come take that ride with us. G Lou, OG Flossy, G Hankster the Gangster, Dad Par, OG.
Gonna say it like this: you are tuned in to the G Lu show with the Queen Jean herself. This is Squareopolis, the nerdiest guy on planet Earth, showing appreciation to these people for allowing the square guy to do what he does. Y'all stay tuned to the G Lu show. I appreciate you.
Hey, check it out. Don't worry about nothing, because coming up next, we got Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute right after this.
They come over there on me. I didn't get no money because y'all feeding the world. We taking this trip. So what you saying?
What you saying is you.
Man, what you saying? You need to get the fuck out of my business, nigga.
Hey, man.
That's what you need to do. Because I'm getting tired. You keep telling what the fuck I'm doing every time I'm doing something. Because I'm not finna fake for these pack of wood. Get out of my business. Okay? Get out of my business, man. Get out of my business.
Wait.
And with that being said, we got Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute.
Oh, wow. Okay. Get out there.
That's
business.
Your intro.
Thank you, Cousin. I see. I was like, oh, okay. I get it. Cuss me out, sir. All right, so let's get into it. Thank you nonetheless. So just to start off tonight, got a little football news. I know football is over, y'all, but Queen is something for me and you especially. And the title reads, Why Russell Wilson is the Perfect Fit for the Steelers. Pittsburgh looking for quarterback to challenge Kenny Pickett. Wilson will force the Steelers out of their comfort zone. This is coming to us CBS from Brian DiArdo. At first, the news that there is mutual interest between Russell Wilson and the Pittsburgh Steelers was cringy, to say the least. The thought of Pittsburgh signing a 35-year-old quarterback who is coming off two iffy seasons sounded as good as eating soggy French fries that had been through a 30-minute commute. But after more thought, the Steelers and Wilson seem like the perfect marriage. Wilson wants an opportunity to show that he is still the same player who became a future Hall of Famer in Seattle, a QB who was once on the cusp of back-to-back world titles. The Steelers, in the words of team president Art Rooney II, have grown impatient with their lack of playoff success and are hoping to snap their seven-season drought without a playoff win. Desperate times absolutely call for desperate measures. Wilson is apparently willing to put himself in a position battle that, should he lose, could be his final shot at a starting job in the NFL. The Steelers are apparently willing to welcome a quarterback controversy that will cast an even greater light on one of the league's most popular teams. So that would really be interesting. I heard he also had some words with the Raiders, so I don't know. My just personal reasons, I'll be watching the games if he goes. I like Russell Wilson, but we'll see, y'all. Moving right along, Mike Epps shares how Ice Cube stepped in during his heavy drug use while filming All About the Benjamins. Mike Epps recently admitted he was high while filming in 2002. At the same time, he was starring alongside Ice Cube in All About the Benjamins. The funny man sat down with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson for the All the Smoke podcast, but the topic was no laughing matter. Epps opened up saying, "I've been on drugs, I've been through hell." Mike sold drugs in his hometown and served 2 years in 1989 for drug possession per Atlanta Black Star. He later relocated to New York, then he went to Los Angeles where he found stardom. Ice Cube did encourage Mike Epps to quit drugs. Epps said that he did drugs to cope and was high during most of the scenes. Rather than isolate him, Epps said Cube would attempt to uplift him. He continued, "I'm sitting there wiping myself," his nose apparently, "because I was really, 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 I had survivor's remorse." He was sad, he said, that he left all them ninjas there in his city and he was famous. The 53-year-old stated his old homies rejected him when he was succeeding in Hollywood. Mike admitted to doing drugs to stay connected to them. He claims that they welcomed him with open arms when he was addicted to drugs. So that's just so odd to me, and it's just so telling because Marcy remembers not too long ago, I think it was about the month of January, when another comedian by the name of Cat Williams stated everything that the people said that he was doing, he in fact was not doing. And now we have this comedian that had some smoke for that comedian admitting to those things. Things that make you go, And last but not least, the little jokey joke I tried to tell you all earlier in the "You're Too Close, Man." LeBron James parked down next to his female bosses at the Lakers game this week and made sure to ring in International Women's Day with them, which they seem to really dig. There's a clip of LBJ sitting down with Jeannie Buss and Linda Rambis, both of whom are top-level Lakers exec and who are effectively his employers. At Friday's game, the clip is going viral right now for good reason. It's pretty hilarious and eye-popping, too. So LBJ sits down. He starts to chop it up with the two ladies, apparently drop jokes in between. But some lip readers think they see LeBron saying, "First and foremost, happy International Women's Day," which Linda and Jeannie seem to love. Because what happened, y'all? They got too close, man. These two decided to go ahead and wrap LeBron James up in some kind of woman hug that I just thought was very inappropriate. Now, all parties are married, but this is just not right, in Cousin Marcy's opinion. I'm just going to end it there. Because think about this. When is the last time that you went to work? You sat down with your boss. You sat maybe next to them. You wrapped their arms around them, and you guys are just chopping it up. That is not effective workplace behavior. That is a bad example, in my opinion. Keep your hands and your feet to yourself in the workplace. You could be somebody's boss, but that doesn't mean that you own said person or employee. And that'll do it for tonight's Marcy's Minute. Stay 6 feet away from me. Queen, G-Lou, back to y'all.
Wow. The visual that people put in their heads.
No.
Right?
Like,
I mean, like I'm seeing that, and it was like what? I mean, what? I don't see what the big deal is. Me myself personally, it's not like the things that you. I don't see what the big deal is, but. His wife isn't saying anything, even though it was something circulating today saying that she was standoffish. But when you have if his wife is having an issue, when you have a man that's in the industry, the music industry, you know, it's just a lot of quirks to come with, and you got to have some tough skin, just some tough skin. You got to know who you are. Mm-hmm. That's just my opinion.
Said.
If that was me and I had a man that was in the industry, and I know I would already know what comes with that. And you would have to have, first of all, you got to have confidence as his woman or wife. You can't have any insecurities as his woman or wife. You got to know what comes. If you're going to have that, and if you're going to get a little jealous, you better go in another room and do what you got to do and come out and have your head held up high like you ain't bothered. But you cannot show that to the people, because the people, that's what they want. They want to talk about it, you know, or they want to, even if you're not in the limelight, but you're somebody that other, you know what I'm saying? So you got to just be, you got to have some tough, tough skin with that, even when you're dealing with a brother from the streets and you know what their lifestyle is about. You cannot bring yourself into that thinking that you're going to make a difference.
That's a good take on that too. My quarrel with that was not from that end, for the wife or anything like that point of view. I have a problem with things going on with per said employers. That's inappropriate for an employer.
Were they at a game though? Weren't they at a game?
They was at a game.
They wasn't
at a meeting.
They was at a game.
No, not at all. So, but it's just a perception where if it was a man on the other end, they would have jumped all down his back. That's my only quarrel with it. Like, it's just certain behaviors where it's just like all that touchy-feely stuff. I just think people got to watch it. That's all. But I wasn't thinking of it like for his wife's sake or anything like that. No, I wasn't.
Well, it was something circulating today with his wife. You know, they made it look like she was giving a side eye. She didn't want to be near LeBron. Like they normally walk hand in hand. And it's just, you know, the visual that people put in their minds when they see stuff like that. I didn't see all the touchy-touchy. I did see LeBron sitting there with the two women, but it just seemed like, it seemed innocent to me. It didn't seem like anything big. But again, for the people, don't be so quick to put stuff out there like that, because this man does have a wife. And if she didn't even think like that at first, then because of what everybody is saying, absolutely. She probably didn't even think about it at first, you know, but it starts circulating.
Oh,
you got this and you got going on. And that's the thing about social media. You feel like you got to come to a defense. You feel like you got to straighten somebody out. You don't have to straighten them out. You don't have to do that. You know, let them think what they want to think, and let their visual be what their visual is, but know who you are as a woman or a man, whatever the case may be. And keep it pushing.
Or an employee. In all things. No, I said Orin is an employee. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, yay for the Steelers if we get Russell Wilson. I can dig that. I like
you
him.
All for it,
I
well.
Think he would match.
You all for it.
Huh. I'm for it.
Russell,
I think
you all for it.
Huh?
I said you all for it, huh?
I'm for it. Yeah. Let's just see what, you know, get the opportunity and see if he can bring something to the team, you know. Because we do need some more, you know, we need some help. We got to get that, you know, we got to get it going.
Just not the Raiders. I just feel like, not them. Anyone just to come to us.
You can't come to the Raiders.
You
already a rival. You came from the Broncos.
Yeah, the
that's like coming from another hood. You can't come to the Raiders, big dog.
Right.
He can go to Pittsburgh.
Nice
that's way up
that.
There. But not. He been in our division too long. You know what I mean? He was Seattle and Denver. Nah.
Yeah.
And I you know you got to make a change.
Yeah.
Man, if you come to the Steelers and get them another ring and all that pooty fruity poo talk they used to talk since he came into the league, that'll be his crowning achievement. I could just see it now. Nah, because they did Russell wrong. You know, they tried to make him the future, be bumping head, all that silly old stuff. And I just think he's a good guy. I like his, you know, how he comes off. Not saying anybody's perfect, but
I agree with that. Because I always been a Russ fan, just the fact he's a good guy. I always been in this corner. I was rocking with him even in Denver, hoping he succeeded, you know, but he didn't. You know what I mean? I'm just saying I don't want him at the Raiders, that's all. But other than that, I rock with Russell. I really, he's a good guy, seriously. You know what I mean? He's a stand-up guy. I always root for Russ. Real talk. Shout out to Russell.
I can see the devil now. Yeah, come on over here. We'll get your wife a residency at the Wynn or, Caesar's Palace, and it'll be great.
You
got to
think.
No.
I think that kind of comes with Russ, too. He kind of got, that's why Pittsburgh taking a chance because something comes with him, too. He's kind of like a superstar, too, you know, low-key already.
Right.
And he got his wife. You know, a lot of that brings a lot of attention as well. So they may think it's just a good move, you know. So hopefully it does work out. Shout out to Russ, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yay. Queen Jean, G.
Hey, hey, hey.
Cousin Marcy, DJ Antiac, and the Bizak. Let's take a ride, y'all.
Yeah. for, man. Everything great, man. I just want to say shout out to all the G-Lou listeners, man. That's listening from the land of Japan, Long Beach, England, man. We love y'all, man. All the ladies that's listening, man. We love y'all, man. From the G-Lou show, from Flossy B, man. Hank to the Gangster, man. And G-Lou, man. We love y'all, man. That's what I'm talking about.
A 3-year subscription to Essence magazine. Read it from cover to cover. You know I wanted to be perfect for him. I said, "Blank is beautiful. Just keep getting up. Together we can make it. It's gonna be alright. Forget about what society says is or isn't, or what can or cannot be. Keep getting up." He quit his job. Came home one day with 14 mirrors, some Afro sheen, some Afro clean, some Afro fluid, some Afro do it to it. Gonna sit up in the room and look at the black beautiful. Check out the boy, mother's love, mother's love. I said, "Well, my darling, I hate to get in your business, you know what I mean, but I mean, what about a job? I mean, what about the gas and the electricity and well, not that I am equating a job with your manhood, you understand, but I mean, you did have a choice in this." He said, "I got to get myself together. I'm tired of working for somebody else. Maybe take out a small businessman's loan and open up a head shop." I said, "But that's not bringing no money in. I mean, he said, "You working, ain't you? Get off my back." I don't know. You see, I wasn't raised like that, y'all. I mean, I figure if I got to get up and go to work every day, then every able-bodied in the household's supposed to get up and go, at least looking. Well, I know it ain't easy out there, but I said, "Now, if for some reason you feel that you can no longer be the man that I thought you were at the beginning of our relationship, then I got this one thing to lay on you, my sweet. Away, little boy, why don't you just go away, little boy? You see, I am not supposed to sit up here alone in the dark with some mirrors and no money and no you. Ooh, I know, I understand. And recognize the fact that your lips, oh, so sweet, ow, but it don't look like our lips shine. We'll never have another chance to meet. I think I can find myself another man, and I know what to do when I got somebody who can be true. So why don't you run, 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 run away, little boy? Let the doorknob hit you where the dog should have bit you, little boy. 'Cause you're hurting me more every minute that you delay. Hey, hey. 'Cause when you need me like this, whoa, baby, you're getting kind of hard for me to understand. So my man, just go on away, just go on away, just go on away, little boy, before
before I do something rash. Another Saturday on, get out of my life. Now don't stand so close to me when you're trying to get that last goodbye kiss. I know your moves now. Don't pull me like this. And don't kiss my eyelids like that. And please don't suck my earlobes like that. And don't. Well, look, you think you can get a job by Thursday? You promise? Now, you ain't gonna fool me this time. Then you might as well stay. Might as well stay. Don't go away. You can be my man.
Yeah, I had to do it. Wow. Another one, y'all. OG Sundays, Fabulous, Low Rider, Oldies, G Lou, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, DJ, Maniac, Marlene Shaw.
She said, well, you might as well stay.
He wasn't doing that thing to her.
Yeah,
she was nibbling on that ear.
Girl, he had that nibble right. He knew what he was doing. It was all about the nibbling. Nibbling on the ear. Now you might as well stay. Don't go away. It's
going to
be sweeter.
Your mind.
It's going to be sweeter. Yeah.
This lady.
She wanted him out the house at first, but he was like, wait a minute. Please don't touch my earlobe like that.
Uber was outside. She didn't change her mind.
What was you saying? Give me my 6 feet. Back up.
Right.
Then I'm going to tell you to stay. Because I know it's going to get sweeter. That is the jam, though. That is the jam.
That's the jam, ain't it? Cause, oh,
that is,
ain't it,
Queen
Jean?
Yeah, it is. That one and Alicia Myers, if you play your cards right.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can dig it, sisters. I can dig it. For real. That was a great show.
Crazy.
Good music. Yeah. I want to say this to everybody. You're welcome. Forgive yourself. You know, we have to forgive ourselves a lot of times. I mean, it's most important to forgive you. So you have to forgive yourself for the bad decisions you have made. If you did not go through what you went through, you would not know what you know. All things work together for good when you are on the path to purpose. So just marinate on that. Learn to forgive yourself for decisions you have made, because we would beat ourselves up. We say to ourselves, I wish I would have, could have, I should have done that. Don't beat yourself up for that, because we all go through that. Just know your path to your purpose. So it's a new week. A new week, new time. Look, we got new time, new week. We got time to reset, reopen. All that stuff, you know.
So peace, love, and light to everybody. Enjoy your week. Have mercy. Be kind. Ashe.
Ashe. Shout out to Queen Jean. Everyone out there, have a blessed week. Great Monday. And don't forget to pray, okay? Make sure you do that. Don't forget to pray. It won't hurt you none. It won't cost you none. And remember, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K. And I'm out. G. Lou.
I'm not. Real. What you got, Queen Cousin Marcy?
I'm in agreement with all that. Thank y'all. Max must know the show is ending, so I'm a mute on that. But have a good week, everyone. Tune in tonight for Oldies Rule Forever YouTube.
Oh, there you go.
That's it. That's all.
DJ Maniac.
He
gone?
Maniac.
Oh, man. I have a lot, you know. But everybody is safe. And I hope Marcy and Trey Baby get ready for R&B Theater Volume 6. I can't wait. I've been excited.
I've been brushing up on my spooky DJ Maniac. I've been brushing up on my Tales from the Crypt. So, yeah, ready.
All righty, y'all. There
okay.
It is. DJ Maniac coming soon. Be on the lookout for that. And with that being said, we out, y'all. That's it. That's all. Peace, love.
Okay.
And happiness.